Connor were the best of friends all through their high school days. Both members of the 4-H club, both active in the FFA. After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town, and all she found was her. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married that Wanda started getting abused. She put dark glasses, long sleeve blouses, and makeup to cover up her. Well, she finally got the nerve to file divorce. She let the law take it from there. But Earl walked right through that restraining order and put her in intensive care. Right away, Marianne flew in from a lane on a red night in red light flight. She held Wanda's hand and they worked out a plan, and it didn't take them long to decide. That Earl had died, eh, da, 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 love, love, love. Those black-eyed peas, they tasted all right to me. Earl, you're feeling weak. Why don't you lay down and sleep, Earl? It ain't dark wrapped up in that carpet. The cops came by to bring Earl in. They searched the house high and low. Then they tipped their hats and they said, "Thank you, ladies. You hear from him, let us know." Well, the weeks went by and spring turned to summer. Summer faded into fall. And it turns out he was a missing person who nobody missed at all. So the girls bought some land, roadside stand out on Highway 101. Oh, 999. They sell Tennessee ham and strawberry jam, and they don't lose any sleep at night, 'cause Earl had to die. Let's go out to the lake, Earl. We'll pack a lunch. Hey, stuff you in that trunk, Earl.